This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So we have an issue in the office, and like adults, we'll take it to the air and settle it that way. Rather than talk to this person, we'll just air out the dirty laundry for everybody.
Sure.
So this happened this week, Heather.
Oh, yes. And this isn't the first time this has happened, but this particular incident, it was different than the first time it happened. So earlier this week, early in the morning, right? There's not a lot of people here yet when we get here. This was before the show even started, went to the bistro, right, to go grab something to drink. I was walking down the big hallway, and there was nobody in front of me, right? Nobody was here, but I started to hear in the distance what I thought were footsteps. And then it was like I was hearing somebody running. And
Do I need to run?
So I turn around, and as I turn to see who's like sneaking up on me fast, a dog comes barreling into my leg, and I let out a scream because I was expecting to see a human, right, running up towards me to like get, I don't know, push me out of the way. And then this dog almost took me out. And I walked in here and I was like, did you guys just hear me scream? Because I literally let out like,
what did it sound like?
I don't know. It's kind of like that.
It's perfect.
And then I kind of like, my heart was pounding for a minute because I wasn't anticipating being barreled down by a dog. And then the dog kind of looked at me and then took off running back down the hallway. It was like doing sprints back down the hallway. And it was just something I wasn't expecting to see. Now, other things have happened to me here. One time in the bathroom, walked in and a dog barked, and I probably screamed
then
too.
In the bathroom?
Because I wasn't expecting to see a dog. Now, this was a different dog, but it was a dog, which then got me thinking, should dogs be allowed at the office? I know for a while, like during the pandemic, it was kind of like, oh, everyone's just bring your dog to work day.
Yeah.
But this has continued for quite a while. And
what,
I love
what
dogs.
What if the dog crawled underneath the stall?
Like, I feel like it was putting his head under and going, rah, 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 and I was like, it scared me to death. And the woman was like, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, I'm like, it's okay. But it was startling. It's not something you anticipate seeing at work every day. Because we don't work at a doggy daycare, right? So it was kind of like, it got my heart pumping.
And that's the answer. Your dog shouldn't be here.
So I agree on a regular basis.
Yes.
I think there are times where,
a
one-off every once in a while. I think most of us, if you're not a dog person, you're going to say never. I don't mind having dogs around. I don't particularly like them running around me while I'm trying to do my job or preparing. Now, we don't have them in the studio here. We have a door that locks everybody else out. I mean, Tom gets every once in a while. But for the most part, like, we don't have to worry about being on air and a dog coming up to us.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have to. You should be able to be in your workplace without a dog coming up and jumping on you, slobbering on you, shedding on you.
I think the thing that bothered me, because I love dogs. I really don't mind having dogs around. To me, it makes my day I'm happier.
Most of the time, it seems like you like dogs more than you like people.
I do like animals a lot more than I like people, usually.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
However, what I didn't like about this was that the owner of the dog
was nowhere to be seen.
Was nowhere to be found. See? So there was no like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, little Fido just ran into you. Like, and I'd be like, oh, no worries. But I didn't, I mean, even though I know whose dog it is, I didn't see this person anywhere
to. Did you have words with
him? No, never. I would never do that.
Did you tell
that.
Colin to call him?
Confrontational.
Yeah. No. And because it wasn't really that big of a deal, right? I didn't fall over. It wasn't like I was attacked by this dog.
No, but this person is the dog is in most of the time now, right? Like, I feel like most days
daily,
of the week.
I think.
Yeah, daily.
Yep.
What's going on where the dog can't be home?
Can I bring my kids to work?
Where's the line?
Is Ruben coming in and co-host the show? Every once in a while, I do bring my kids to work.
Well, they come in and say hello.
Yes, right.
But you're
nice.
Not bringing them in as a form of like opposite daycare.
Yes.
Right. That's my point, though, is like I don't bring them to work every day. And there are just certain days where, hey, if they have the day off school and they want to come and just see what's going on. Like I want them to be interested in what I'm doing. And I just think if it's an occasional occurrence, no problem. But I also think that it is, if the dog is going to be around everybody else, the owner needs to be around the dog.
And do they need to be leashed when they're out free? I've never seen a leashed dog here. They're always free to roam.
Yeah, again, it would be my preference that they would be on a leash. I wouldn't have one that came in here and just ran around without, I just wouldn't want to have that as representing me.
My dogs would go crazy if I brought them in here and let them off a leash.
Mm-hmm.
They're super friendly, but they would be like, you know, they'd get that little like butt wiggle when they're like, pet me, pet me, pet me. And then they jump up on you. Like they would be a nightmare.
And I don't think anybody has pushed back because if you do, well, don't you love the dogs? Dogs are so great. I like dogs, despite being a cat guy. I like dogs. I just don't need them at the workplace Monday through Friday, which is what this guy over here has been doing.
I mean, for the most part, that dog is a good dog. It's a quiet dog. I've never heard it bark. But
would you ever consider bringing your cat in here?
Have him come co-host next week?
Yeah, all of our stuff would be on the ground because it would just...
He'd just knock it over.
Everything off. Yeah.
Your thoughts on Javi playing third base.
Those are my thoughts. We'll get Roombas next.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not a place for your pets. It's not a doggy daycare. It's not a... One-off, fine. You bring the dog in, everybody pets the dog, that's your dog.
Yeah.
When it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah. Where do you land on dogs in the workplace?
248-539-9797. I think we're all a no, right?
Does it matter the size of the dog?
No. I don't think so.
No, I mean, it doesn't matter to me either.
Dogs are normally yippier. They're noisier.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're not as much in your face.
They're not, but they're in your ankles. I don't know.
Like, little ankle biters?
Yeah.
Yes, then you worry about stepping on them.
Yeah, but you crush the chihuahua.
Sorry.
Like, oh, man. Lawsuit.
Splat.
So let us know. I mean, some of you guys, you're back in the office now. It's been, you know, pandemic's behind us. Are you seeing this? Are people trying to get away with having their dogs in the workplace every day? Or more than they should?
Or how have you handled it when, if, first of all, there not everybody likes dogs. Not
right?
Everybody's a dog person. There are some people that have a fear of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
If you're that individual and you have a dog that is unmanned and is approaching you, how do you handle that? How should Heather handle this in the workplace other than taking it live on air?
And scream.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I mean, yeah. I think I would never confront the person about it because I don't really think it's that big of a deal overall, but it did frighten me. Like it did, It was enough for me to verbally scream because I was not expecting it.
The bigger issue is, well, one, it's every single day. It's also, it's an unmanned dog. And like, what is this dog doing while the human is working?
So a couple different things have come up on the ticket text that can kind of expand the conversation here. The first one says that it's not just work. They'll see dogs at grocery stores, random places out in public.
We see them at the grocery store more and more frequent, the little dogs. Like, and I'll even tell my daughter or my son if he's with me, like, hey, look over there. Somebody has like a little, I don't know what they are, like a cockapoo in their coat pocket, whatever those are called.
Yeah.
Those
what?
Cute little, aren't they, or is that a bird?
A cockatoo is a
cockatoo.
Is a bird.
Cockapoo? I don't know. It's like a cocker spaniel mixed with a poodle.
Okay.
A cockapoo. Okay. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's not that, and I'm just making up a word.
Should we be hitting the dump button for that? So, but dogs beyond the workplace, people just kind of allowing their dogs to go wherever. Texter says allergies should be a consideration. And then the other side of this is some people have them as like emotional support animals.
Oh, maybe that's what this is. But don't they usually wear like a little collar?
Identifying
vest?
Them, yeah.
And I think normally they're not wild.
Yeah. I think people have overused the emotional support animal deal. I think it's way overused. Oh, I have to take this one. The one that makes me laugh the most, and I think it's hilarious. And again, people can do whatever the hell they want, is when I see somebody out for a walk and they're pushing a stroller. And you walk up and you're like, you know, you just want to peek in there, see, oh, it's a cute baby. Oh, it's a dog. What are you putting your dog in a stroller for? Isn't the point of taking a dog for a walk so that the dog can walk?
John, it was too hot and its legs were tired.
Yeah, so it's an old dog.
I've seen it, though.
Oh, I've seen it a lot.
Dogs at the workplace and more. 248-539-9797. We'll get some of your thoughts. It's 97.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.